Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Zach Jones hanging out with you here until 12 o'clock. And I want to remind you, as Sal was just on with us, that Sal Capaccio does take you behind the scenes during Bills training camp with Sal's All Access Facebook Live on WGR's Facebook page, driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. We'll now go behind the scenes and to Bills training camp as Buffalo Bills defensive coordinator Bobby Babich met with the media before practice earlier today.
Sorry, I'm a little out of breath. Just got a couple sprints in. Media screws up my workout schedule pre-practice.
How special is it having your dad out here assuming this new role, having him by your side?
Really cool. Really cool that him and my son's here at practice, and really it's a credit to Sean, Brandon, our administration, that really understand that, you know, once training camp hits, and hopefully we're going pretty hard into February, that, you know, we don't get a lot of time with our families. So they know that, let me say this, they open up training camp in a way that is unparalleled to anywhere, to where your family can be around. And, you know, I think that's all part of our culture. That's just one of the main things in our culture is family and the importance of family, not only your immediate family, but your family that's in the building. So really cool that, you know, families in general can come around and participate and watch us and, you know, hang around us.
Hey, Bobby, when you guys were evaluating Mike Edwards before you signed him, what'd you like about how he would fit into what you do?
Yeah, so Mike Edwards is a football player. And I think I've said the same about other safeties that have been here in the past that have had some success, where, you know, I think the word I used was he's not the sexiest, not the fastest, not the biggest, not the strongest, but when he plays and he makes plays, you know, and in this game, it comes down to making plays. You know, Mike has a long way to go as far as acclimating himself into what we're doing here at the Bills, but Mike's a right type of guy to be able to do that. But yeah, just a football player who the ball tends to find, which, as we all know, the ball is an integral part of the game.
Hey, Bobby, staying with safeties, how big of a challenge is it going to be for Cole Bush Bishop to even challenge for a starting job right now?
When you say the word challenge with Cole, I think the biggest challenge is making sure he stays in a day-by-day, and I've said that before, staying in a day-by-day mentality. You can't think too far ahead. you literally have to take it. And I tell these guys all the time, you got to take it drill by drill, rep by rep, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, meeting by meeting. That's how you have to go about your day in this league. Otherwise, it is such a long season, it'll chew you up and spit you out. Cole's extremely talented, as I said. There's a reason we took him where we took him. And I think the biggest thing, like I said, is he's a rookie and he needs to grow up fast, and the ball's in his court to be able to do that.
Bobby, it's only been a couple of practices, but you know Matt Milano really well and what he looks like when he's right. Where do you feel like he's at in terms of his recovery?
Matt Milano's working back, and it's just a matter of time before Matt Milano's Matt Milano. You know, I think me and him counted it up from when that game was. We couldn't really remember, but really when you talk about true football, it's really been, I think we counted 10 months and we could be off, but, you know, that's a long time. And for anybody to do anything and take 10 months off, for me this summer, I got back to scripting and I had to get myself back into scripting plays, into doing things like that for practice. And it's the same thing for him. So if there's anybody out on that field, and I think Brandon said the same thing, the way he's attacked his rehab and all that, I believe in Matt Milano. I think we've all seen who Matt Milano is, his toughness, his mental fortitude, all those type of things. So he'll be ready when he's ready.
Pre-snap communication, Bobby, and I know I don't have to tell you how important that is, but over the last several years, people have just, on that unit, have just become accustomed to hearing Gordon and Micah in their ear. Pre-snap, how has filling that void gone through the spring and early on here?
It's a growing process, like anything, and let's go back to when Micah and Jordan both signed in 2017. It was a growing process then with those two. And there was a lot of growth that had to happen. And all we could do as coaches is continue to stress and reiterate the importance of the communication. You know, and they are the quarterbacks of the defense. And really, a lot of guys are doing and playing the way they tell them to play. So, it's definitely a process, but this whole thing's a process, right? So they have done a great job of growing and seeing growth from our perspective, seeing the growth of the communication. You know, we have a long way to go. We have a long way to go, and that's why training camp is here. That's why we practice, you know, and if everything was perfect, you wouldn't have coaches and you wouldn't have to practice. So they're doing a good job. We got a long way to go.
Bobby, with Matt being healthy, how much does that kind of allow you and Sean to kind of use Terrell maybe in a different way? Because you have a veteran there who knows what he's doing. And how much does that help Terrell in his game?
I think the biggest thing that'll help Terrell Bernard is if you rewind. So Terrell, is this year three? I'm so bad with this. Yeah. This is year three. So I think the biggest thing is he's been in that room with Matt for now his third year, and there's some continuity whether Terrell was a starter or not. There was that constant communication between those two, and it was the same with the guys that played last year. But we all know who Matt is, and his value and his intelligence and how he affects the football game. So I believe just the clarity of the communication that's happened of the 2 years prior, now it's back to where when he was injured, there had to be a new level of communication, a new type of communication, right? There's different ways that people communicate, and you've got to adjust when you get into a new relationship of that communication piece. So I think, you know, it's getting back to where they were before the injury occurred.
Bobby, last year DeMar Hamlin was an inspiration story for a variety of reasons.
Yes.
Had difficulty getting on the field because Jordan and Michael were mostly healthy. What do you see from him this offseason and into training camp with jobs open in front of him?
You know, DeMar's a pro. DeMar's a pro. He's been in this system for a while. Obviously, I coached him when I was coaching the safeties and all those things. He knows the expectations. Joe Dana's done a great job. Look, there was a lot that came with what happened to DeMar, not just the event, but what came after it. And he handled it absolutely as well as anybody could handle it. he's very conscious of his environment and his surroundings. So he knows what's on the table, and my belief is that his mind is in the right place. You know, the only person that'll know that is DeMar, but what he's exhibiting is he's a professional. And when it comes down to it, you know, there is competition at that position, and he understands that. He's put himself in position to be ready for that opportunity.
What are you looking for in the safety competition? Like, we saw DeMar with the first two the first day, Mike Edwards is going right. to continue to see that rotation, and what things are you looking for?
Right, the ability to take control of the defense in confidence and to have the people in front of them feel great about that communication. And then secondly, you got to make plays. I said it already. Like, this is the NFL. It's a make or miss league. Like, you either make the play or you don't. And so when it comes down to it, you got to be able to make plays and to help the Bills win. That's the most important thing. It's our team and helping our team win. So as coaches, we got to put guys on the field that are going to put this team in position by being able to make plays. So those are the two things I'd say, is the people behind them, or excuse me, in front of them, being comfortable with what they're telling them to do, and, you know, that execution piece plus the playmaking piece.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What player have you seen in
DeJuan Smoot
since he arrived in the first couple days?
DeJuan Smoot's been he's been awesome, man. He's been awesome. DeJuan Smoot brings an edge to the game of football, in for lack of a better term. He's got that old school edge. Like, I'm excited to see DeJuan when we get the pads on. He's been incredible. He's a true professional. Met him and his wife. His wife had come after he signed, and they're absolute a great family, great person, absolute professional, cares about the guys around him. He's a great teammate, and I'm excited to see what he can bring for us. You know, he's got work to do too, just like everybody else does, but DeJuan's been a great addition to us.
When Milano went down, you, out of necessity, you were forced to go to some three safety dime, and it worked pretty good. If he's healthy, though, it's hard to see him coming off the field. I mean, could the It's a trend, more three safety.
Right.
Could that be a change-up pitch for you?
We'll see. We're going to do what's best for us and what's best for this defense. We got a long way to go to figure out how these pieces of this puzzle are going to fit together. But our goal is to get the 11 best players on the field. And that's part of my job, is to help orchestrate that and put us in the best position to win. So we're going to do what's best for this team, what's best for this defense, in turn to help us win games. So. Yeah. Whatever that looks like.
Excuse me, Bob. When the pass go on, what did you see out of Dwayne Carter as a rookie to say, hey, he can be a part of your rotation?
Yeah, just like, you know, you guys asked about Cole in the spring and just asked here. Dwayne, there were some things we targeted for him that he needed to work on. Dwayne's extremely smart, loves the game of football. He's a good teammate, you know, and he's a good person. He's what, you know, Brandon and Sean want to have in this culture. So that's where it starts, as the person. And then when it comes to the football field, he's a dang good football player. There's a reason we took him, you know, but just like any rookie, there's a lot of things he's got to work on, and we want to see that progressive growth as this goes on. I tell the guys all the time, you know, you're either every day you're either growing or dying a little bit, and dying's okay. And this goes for all our players. Dying's okay, because now as long as you can recognize that after a practice, after a meeting, and I can build growth off of that, that's okay. You're never staying the same. You're never staying the same. You're going here, you're going there. Just identify what you're doing, build on your strengths, strengthen your weaknesses.
Bobby, what's been your biggest adjustment? Year one is the DC here at training camp.
Not knowing what to do with my hands. No, I...
There was a point, though, when I saw you in the practice field day one where you kind of went, which group am I going
with? Yeah, I think I told you guys, man. It's hard for me. And I think Brandon actually said it. Like, I love being in the mud with these guys. I love individual. I love all individual. The guys will tell you it's my favorite part of practice. It's my favorite part of practice. I think that's where you can do your most growth, and it sets you up for the rest of practice. The way you put in the work and master your details and the techniques. But yeah, I mean, I think I got a pretty good feel for individual, but I think like the routine of when we're not on the field, because I'm usually in meetings, boom, 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 everything's back to back, where there's a little bit more planning time and those type of things. And I'm like, okay, all right, what do I got next here? Okay, what can I do to help our staff and help our players, you know, to be the best versions of themselves? That's what I want to do. I want to be there for our staff and our players, and trying to figure out the best way I can do that, and to be a servant to them is what I'm trying to find. And those little niches and holes I can find to get in there and really help them. That's probably the biggest thing for me.
Is Cam Lewis pretty much a slot corner now?
Cam Lewis is a versatile piece of our defense. He's a versatile piece of our defense. Cam Lewis could do a lot of things for us. And
so you still view him as a hybrid-ish?
We view him as a lot of different things and can provide a lot of value to our team.
With Russell Douglas, we talked to him during mini camp, and he was saying how, like, you know, coming in middle of season last year, a lot of times he was just reactive.
Yeah.
Where do you see him at now with his comfortability in the defense after, you know, we saw what he did on the field, obviously, yep, but with more time in the system?
Yeah, I think Rasul is a very he's a very in-depth thinker. You know, he understands things that a lot of guys don't understand, and a lot of that has to do with his veteran, how much of a veteran he is. And we all know the unique thing about Rasul is he can take the ball away, and part of taking the ball away is putting yourself in position and being a smart player. We talk to our guys about being smart, and you know, he wants all the details. He likes the constant communication. He wants to know where everybody else is and how that could affect his job. And maybe he can take an inch here because he knows he's got help. Rasul's extremely smart. He's extremely impressive. He is a pro. And the expectation for him is for him, right? Like our expectation is, you know, you to be the best version of yourself. And there's no doubt in my mind that Rasul can take that next step mentally within the scheme, as you're asking, to really understand it in more depth.
Bob, yeah. Is there anything that stuck out to you in terms of growth, what you're seeing from Greg Rousseau, maybe just from last season to now?
I'm going to keep saying it, man. Greg Rousseau, first off, is a great person who wants to be the elite of the elite. That's what he wants. So he's willing to put in the work. One of those things, you know, that you look for in a player is their ability to listen and to comprehend what you're saying, and us to meet and agree on what we're saying. So we pinpointed a couple things in the spring for him, and he's a focused individual, man. He is a professional. I keep saying that word, but he is a focused individual. He knows the things. I went up to him the other day before practice and gave him a little reminder of something we talked about in the spring, and immediately he's like, I got you. No problem. You know, so those are the professional conversations that you like to have, you know, and him understanding the why behind what we're asking him to do. And I would say Greg right now looks like a man on a mission. It's up to him what happens in these practices. That's up to him. But he's doing everything he needs to do to get where he wants to go right now.
Bobby, last year, Dorian's role really had to change a lot because of the injuries. What did you learn about him and how that can help you guys place him in the right spot?
The thing, you know, obviously spent a lot of time with Dorian. I think we talked about that last year. But the biggest thing that I've learned about Dorian is a very conscientious person. He is so conscientious. All he wants to do is help the team win. When you make rookie mistakes, as much as I get frustrated, he would be even more frustrated. You know, but there's a growth process with all these players. You know, whether you're a first-year vet that's acclimating to our system, to our culture, whether you're a rookie that's coming in and trying to figure out what NFL football is, Dorian is so conscientious of where he needs to improve and what he needs to do from last year to this year. And just like Greg, he is a professional. He's going to put the time in. He's going to ask the questions. You know, so he's doing everything he needs to do right now to improve on the things we're talking about and what we've seen from last year to this year.
Bobby, you've talked a lot about these new players and guys learning this defense, but how important will it be this season to have Ed Oliver and Daquan Jones anchoring that defense in together?
Yeah, I mean, Ed has done a tremendous job of the same thing I'm talking about. Like, Ed's got goals of grandeur, which that's all we want as coaches is to help these guys meet their goals. And Ed is taking a, not that he hasn't in the past, but that mental approach to the game. Ed's talented. Ed is so talented. And that mental approach to the game that he's taking is incredible. It's incredible. And he's thinking about football constantly. And DQ is exactly what a vet is. Like, DQ is extremely smart, and so is Ed. You know, so to have them and working with each other and off of each other and all those type of things, I think that's valuable for us. That's valuable in the reps they've accumulated over the years and their piece of communication. They've done a tremendous job thus far, and it's, you know, up to them to keep it going.
Last to the one. Linebackers last year, they kind of mentioned they found themselves doing a Tremaine Edmonds impression in the huddle. While it's good to have that as an example, they had to lead the defense in their own way. Have you seen any of that with the safeties who have been around, and how do you kind of lead in your own way?
Yeah, so I think here's the thing, okay, that when you talk about leadership, whether you believe it's, you know, ingrained in you from birth or you can learn leadership, there's certain ways that guys are going to go about things. Specifically, veterans find their groove, and their groove specifically where they're playing well, you don't want them getting out of that. So there's a little bit of us leading the horse to water, and then it's whether that's the right water for that horse. So we push leadership, but it's kind of a natural progression of it just takes form when it takes form. It's a lot like I've talked about with rotations and competition. It'll show when it shows. And we believe in that. We believe in our process that we have here. We believe in our playoff caliber standard. We believe in all those things that help us get these guys to that point. And in time, the ways that these guys want to lead, or maybe they're not a leader, that will show up when it shows up. And we've got to pinpoint those leaders. And when we do, same time, they got to be credible leaders. But at the same time, when we do, we'll lean on those guys.
There was Buffalo Bills defensive coordinator Bobby Babich earlier today before practice. We're in practice now for the Bills, and it does seem to be, the early reports are at least on 7-on-7 drills, Bills offense was on fire. There's a video circulating as well about a 30-yard touchdown pass from Allen to Keon Coleman. Everyone seems to be eating. The early trends from the first 2 days are continuing, and this is where I thought the Bills offense was going to go. And Allen spoke about it yesterday on One Bills Live with Steve Tasker and Chris Brown about just, they want everyone on this team to be a part of it. It is a win by committee, and I think they're showing those signs early. Going to take a quick timeout here. Looking for your phone calls as well if you want to join the show. If you've been at training camp, what have you seen? 803-0550 is the number to call. Zach Jones here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. You're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.